My guest this time is former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He is now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. Over the past few days, intra-party tensions among Republicans have reached new highs in the Senate. On Friday, Texas Senator and 2016 presidential candidate Ted Cruz called Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a liar for allegedly vowing there was no deal with Democrats to attach a reauthorization of the Import-Export Bank to the transportation funding bill. Leadership not only fought back, but also blocked conservative amendments to the bill that would have defunded Planned Parenthood and withheld Homeland Security funding from sanctuary cities. And that's just kind of the thumbnail sketch here, Mr. Attorney General. First of all, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you again, Vic.
What did we learn about the way this Republican leadership is operating over the first 6 months from this episode?
It's more an exacerbated version of more of the same, if you will. And interestingly, what all of the leadership folks, McConnell and his defenders, are all up and about is that not so much that what Senator Cruz or Senator Lee are saying is not true. They don't do any of it. What they're saying is you can't go out and actually say this. This is not decorous. It's beneath the decorum of the Senate. When did telling the truth become beneath the decorum of the Senate? Well, if it wasn't true before, it's certainly been true since Mitch McConnell became the majority leader.
Well, when we look at the first 6 months here, what do you look for to determine whether this has been an effective leadership in terms of advancing conservative interests?
Well, the simple measure is, have they passed anything that is helpful from a conservative standpoint? And sadly, in the U.S. Senate, the answer is no. What Senator Cruz said Sunday, you mentioned his speech on Friday, but then on Sunday he came and flat out said, look, this is a Reid-McConnell leadership. This is not leadership for America or for Republicans. It's leadership for this little cabal of Washingtonians who just want power and the money that comes with it. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. You literally cannot name, here at the end of July, headed into the August recess, one thing that has come out of the United States Senate that conservatives can be proud of. Not one thing. And this is not what we were promised when they were all running for office, including Mitch McConnell, last year. I would note for your listeners that my organization, the Senate Conservatives Fund, founded by Jim DeMint, supported the challenger to Mitch McConnell last year, Matt Bevin, and our members spent about $2 million in that effort, unsuccessful effort. However, Matt Bevin is now the Republican nominee for governor in Kentucky. So, we make little bits of headway here and there, but Mitch McConnell is now an affliction upon America as the majority leader.
And Mr. Cuccinelli, it was said by Ted Cruz, and it sounds like you're largely agreeing with him, that it's virtually impossible to tell the difference between a Harry Reid-run Senate and a Mitch McConnell-run Senate. Some on the right, even if they don't like Mitch McConnell, might say, well, at least there's probably not some liberal ideas that are getting any oxygen on the floor. Do you think there really is very little daylight between them, or is it just not as much as we should expect?
Well, no, up to this point, it's, if you close your eyes and just look at what's come out of the Senate, it wouldn't surprise you at all to know that Harry Reid was the majority leader. I mean, if you just look at what's coming out of the Senate, President Obama, for all his ranting and raving at times, there's every reason for him to be very happy with it all. Mitch McConnell said he was going to fight to pull out Obamacare root and branch. He abandoned Mike Lee's effort to support Mitch McConnell's own amendment to do that. And that may sound strange to your listeners, but that shows you it was a show vote. It had nothing to do with actually repealing Obamacare, actually defunding Obamacare. In fact, Mitch McConnell did not want to do that. He became horrified when Lee figured out a procedural way to actually get the amendment considered, as opposed to just giving Mitch McConnell credit for submitting it. And so Mitch McConnell was then whipping votes against his own amendment. They browbeat Senator Lee and caucus into withdrawing it based on some other things. But Mitch McConnell is breaking every important promise he made when he ran for office.
Why?
The Republicans in general are not keeping any of the promises, virtually any of them made, running for office because their majority leader is blocking consideration of such things. Can you imagine blocking consideration, a Republican majority leader blocking consideration of an amendment to defund Planned Parenthood, especially in light of the truth people are learning about some of the horrific practices of Planned Parenthood? Oh my gosh, it's unimaginable. And yet, Mitch McConnell's doing just that. And they're beating up Ted Cruz for simply telling the truth about it. They're beating up Mike Lee for actually trying to keep promises that all of them made. God forbid we do what we said we were going to do.
What's the motivation, do you think? Obviously, Mitch McConnell and a lot of other senators said very conservative things on the campaign trail last year. And while perhaps the way the Senate runs, maybe not everything could get done. But as you pointed out, virtually nothing that they talked about has gotten done. So why not?
At least in the case of Mitch McConnell, he was not telling the truth on the campaign trail. That's very clear. You know, there were other groups out there, other conservative groups, too, who didn't join us in opposing Mitch McConnell last year. They actually said nice things about it. They were wrong, and we were right. We said this is what we would get with Mitch McConnell, and sadly, as you've seen from polling, Mitch McConnell and John Boehner together are driving Republicans' view of Republican leadership into the dirt. Face first, no hands out to catch yourself. I mean, this is awful. And the reason Barack Obama won the presidency in 2008 wasn't because he had such a great campaign, and candidly, he had a very well-run campaign, but it was because of Republican failure for years under President George Bush and a Republican House and a Republican Senate. What did they do? They grew government so fast the Democrats didn't have much objection to it. Added the biggest new welfare program in the history of America prior to Obamacare under President Bush. When Republicans govern like big government Democrats and they squash conservatives and they squash any sense of fiscal responsibility, Republican grassroots folks, and I'm just talking voters, abandon them and get fed up and furious. And they are destroying this party from the top of it.
Two quick questions for you, Mr. Cuccinelli, before we let you go. First of all, the vote to move forward with the Export-Import Bank was pretty lopsided, almost as many Republicans voting for that as against it. So what does that tell you about the challenge you have in front of you to get a conservative majority, at least of the caucus, if not the Senate?
Yeah, we've always known that getting a conservative majority was an uphill battle. But when Jim DeMint began the Senate Conservatives Fund, there was only him and Tom Coburn. That was it. And, you know, today we have Ted Cruz, we have Mike Lee, we have Pat Toomey, we have Ron Johnson, we have Deb Fischer, Ben Sass. Senate Conservatives Fund has nominated 11 people to the Senate, and we're proud of 10 of them. The exception is Jeff Flake, who has been horrific, that's been a very upsetting development, but there aren't too many organizations that can say they got things over 90% right. And we have a long way to go, as you know. We need 10 or 20 more, at least, good, solid, principled, all-the-time conservatives if we're going to kill things like the Export-Import Bank before this country goes bankrupt, which is the path we're on right now.
Ken, we just talked about the challenge of the Senate Conservatives Fund, and obviously your group has gained notoriety over the past several years about ruffling the feathers as you challenge various Republican incumbents from time to time. We just heard news in the past few days that the Chamber of Commerce is planning to recruit candidates to run against conservative incumbents. So what's your reaction to that news?
Well, they have been, of course, providing support, whether it may be official or informal, call it what you want, but their members have been supporting establishment, pro-big government, and really what they are is pro-crony capitalism, crony government programs. They love the Ex-Im Bank. It funds some of their biggest members at taxpayer expense, members who don't need taxpayer support, not that they should ever get it. And it's a big special interest group. I mean, that's what it is. and special interest groups like big government people. They want more power in Washington where they can manipulate the power brokers.
We'll have to leave it there. Certainly sets up for a very interesting primary season, not only on the presidential front, but also on the congressional front. Ken, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Good talking to you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, he's now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.